Alabama's Secretary of State heads to Washington to testify before Congress tomorrow about election security. John Merrill is one of a handful of state officials giving feedback on a bill to improve the nation's voting laws. Merrill told WBHM's Gigi Duban he has issues with some of the provisions in the proposed legislation.
They indicate federal overreach, and they indicate some level of unfunded or underfunded mandates for the states or local areas. And there are some measures that have been put in place through this legislation, including paper ballots, including accountability audits, and things that are, again, mandated. And yet some of those things, those two in particular, are things that we're already doing or we're committed to do, and yet they're trying to make them mandatory for every state in the union.
So if Alabama is, as you say, doing many of the things that this bill would call for, would mandate, why oppose it?
Well, obviously, if we're doing them, there's no need for the bill. So it's not about opposing it. It's about educating the members of the committee so that they understand why it does not need to be a mandate when people are already doing things on their own. A few other things that will not be covered in this hearing but are also in the legislation are automatic voter registration, early voting, same-day voter registration, things that have had concerns, issues, and problems in other states in the union. And Alabama has done more in voter registration and voter participation in the last 4 years and 23 days that I've been the Secretary of State than any state in the union per capita.
And at the same time, some of the items that you mentioned, same-day registration, early voting, those are things that are not available to voters here in Alabama. Is that right?
No, they're not available because they're not necessary. And they're not necessary because we have less than 300,000 people in the state of Alabama that are not registered to vote. And when you've broken every record in the history of the state for voter registration, then it's hard to argue that automatic voter registration or same-day registration are necessary. You know, another thing about early voting, no state in the union that has early voting has seen a marked increase in voter participation. The only thing that we know that we need to do better and that we're committed to doing better is to increase efficiencies on Election Day and improving the absentee process, which is outdated and is a concern for many people, including us.
And what about in terms of election security, since this is a hearing about election security?
Absolutely.
How is Alabama doing on that front?
Well, we're doing a really good job in securing our elections through the voter registration system, primarily the two-factor authentication system that we introduced last year that enabled us to be in a position to validate the registrants as they were being added to the voter rolls by ensuring that you had to have two factors before you could ever put someone on the rolls. Also making sure that before someone's name is removed from the rolls that certain standards are met, whether it be through Social Security information that's shared with us, Department of Vital Statistics information that's shared with us, Department of Corrections information that's shared with us. All of those things protect the voters and the voters' opportunity to participate in the process.
Is hacking into our elections process a concern of yours at all?
Well, it's not really a concern. It's something that we give attention to because hacking has the potential to occur any time with any instrument that's involved with the Internet. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that we've got best practices in place with our voter registration system, best practices in place with our election administration system, so that we know that if there has been a breach, and we've never had a breach, but if there is a breach, that we can identify when it occurred, and then at that point, any change that potentially occurred from that point to the time that it was discovered can be resolved instead of having to be concerned about the entire system being compromised.